Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand sack. Boom, 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 out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
What's up, guys? We're back again with another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And we're going golf today. Look, I know I post my golf swing on Instagram sometime and social media, and I know it's terrible. A little bit better than Charles Barkley. But I do enjoy going to the matches, especially the one that's coming up at the U.S. Open here. And we got Patrick Cantlay coming on. Just a hell of a player. Congratulations to him, too, for winning at the Memorial. That was awesome. And his next one up will be in a few weeks at Torrey Pines. Now, there's only about four or five golf courses that I enjoy playing because I'm just terrible. I suck, period. I just got tight shoulders. I'm too big. I'm a meathead. I lift weights. That's just what it is what it is. I'm not that great at golf. But we do have a great one coming up with Patrick Cantlay, and we're going to get into it a little bit about what he has coming up with Marcus by Goldman Sachs, and also how he's feeling about in a few weeks, Father's Day weekend at Torrey Pines, one of my favorite golf courses to go to and attend to. Going to be a great weekend there. So, Patrick Cantlay.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, man. How about you?
Yeah, I'm just in California. Going to go down to Torrey Pines Thursday, Friday. So relaxing a little bit and then off to work.
Man, look, I played for the Chargers in San Diego. So I only played at a couple courses a year. I'll go to Tim Tebow's event. I'll play at his charity golf thing he has in Jacksonville every year at Sawgrass. Obviously, I'm a top golf expert. But Torrey Pines, man. Torrey Pines, that's my course. I love going out there.
Yeah, it's a cool spot. It's really pretty. And I'm sure it will be as difficult as they can get it for the U.S. Open next week. It'll be fun.
When are you heading down for that?
I'm going to go play a couple times this week, Thursday, Friday. And then I'll come back up here to Newport Beach. And then I'll probably head down on Monday and play nine holes Tuesday and nine holes Wednesday.
So is that the normal? Because I always wondered that, right? When you guys travel, because you're every weekend you're gone. So how many days before do you go, before the actual course happens? Like we used to go 2 days before our games, right? So we play East Coast, West Coast, whatever it is, wherever we go, we'll go 2 days before our games. How many days before the actual match will you go to the course and get working?
I think for a golf course that I've been to a bunch of times, I may go just a couple days. So play nine holes Tuesday, nine holes Wednesday, or the Pro-Am Wednesday. Usually travel on Monday. But for a major, especially because they'll usually set the golf course up different, or majors like Kiowa, for example, or a golf course that I hadn't been to before, I like to play at least a couple rounds before tournament week just to see it and get comfortable. And then travel on Monday and do my regular routine Tuesday, Wednesday, play nine holes each and kind of treat it like a regular week, but get my work done before. So when I show up on Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm just doing my normal deal and I don't have to really learn the golf course.
When I look at that, so like we go and play, Kansas City, right? So I know if we play the Chiefs back when I was playing, I would know exactly like in December what the field's going to feel like, right? So I go there and I'll run before the game. Or Friday or Saturday, whatever day we had a walkthrough, I'll change my cleats out depending on, the length of the grass, what the grass feel like that day. Is it more wet? Is it dry? Is it the same type of deal for you in a way?
It is, yeah. I mean, every once in a while you do an equipment change depending on what the turf's like or what the conditions are like, how firm or soft it is. And I do think that, like you say about running on the field, just for me at least, before I get there, really tournament week, I want to know what it's going to feel like, what it's going to be like, so I can have just the least amount of new input going on in my brain, so I can just focus on me and my game and how I can visualize shots. And so if I already know where to hit the shots, now all I have to do is focus on visualizing and getting comfortable hitting those shots, then that's a lot easier. So for example, like these majors, I'll try and play a couple rounds before, so I'm not surprised by any changes or tweaks come tournament week.
And was that the same thing at Memorial? Because you won there before,
right?
So I started looking at, and I talked to my boy Jimmy Johnson about this over, in NASCAR, and he kills it at Fontana every year, right? So he got these certain tracks that he knows like the back of his hand.
Right.
And, you know, they got their system set up and everything set up. Was it the same type of deal at the Memorial?
Similar. It's a golf course I feel really comfortable on. And they did a few renovations this last year, but a majority of the shots are pretty much unchanged. And so I do think there's something to being really comfortable around a particular golf course. And so you can see that in my scheduling every year. I tend to play similar golf courses, similar places every year, because I do think there's an advantage to having hit all the shots required and seen all the different winds and conditions at a certain place. So I think it really does benefit me to go back to the same places every year. And then if you have a place like Murfield Village where I feel comfortable, you know, that's even more of a bonus. So I have all those good feels and, you know, it's easier to draw on those emotions, those good feelings, and then visualize the shots and be like, well, I hit this exact shot to this hole location a couple years ago. And being able to play that over and over in your head, all those good shots that you've hit, makes it a little easier when the pressure's on.
I keep hearing you say like visualize and seeing before, because it was something I did before I played. I would visualize having 6-7 tackles, 2 sacks, forced fumble, fumble recovery. But I also was working with a guy on the mental aspect of that. Have you worked with somebody? Because I keep hearing you visualize. It's almost like I've heard, you know, the kind of steps to this process before. Have you worked with somebody like that? I'm curious.
I haven't worked with anybody in particular on the mental side of things, but my coach, Jamie Mulligan, is, you know, he definitely approached, he's my golf coach, swing coach, but he definitely looks at it very holistically. So every part of it's important, not just getting your swing in the right position, but you being able to feel comfortable. And he is very good at, he's very good at taking a, what he likes to say is a macro approach. So it's all very important. It's not just about where your swing, where your club positions are. And I've been working with him since I was 9 years old. So I think a lot of how I approach the game is through his wisdom that he's been you know, putting in my ear since I was a little kid.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Does you guys' relationship change like over the years? Like my high school coaches, my boys and girls club coaches, I still call them, you know, coach. And I still look at them the same way, no matter how old I get. Have you guys' relationships kind of changed over the years? And because he's seen you at 9 years old and now, you know, you've kind of grown up. And how has that relationship been over the years?
Yeah, well, he ran the country club that my grandpa was a member at, and I kind of was fortunate enough to grow up at. And so I was a lot more scared of him when I was 9 than I am now. it is interesting, you know, we have become great friends. And, you know, before he was definitely very much a mentor and an authority figure running the country club. And, you know, he would tell me what to do and I would just do it. And I think as we've gotten older, we work a lot more together. And I think that's just the natural progression of me getting older and us becoming very good friends that also work together at a high level.
Do you have any other mentors, like kind of guys that you watch growing up? Because one thing I see, especially, you know, you guys, it's more of an individual sport for you. But, you know, football, like to have somebody take you under your wing. And I looked up to Ray Lewis. I looked up, you know, to these players. I mean, anybody kind of take you under their wing when you were that young coming up?
For sure. Growing up at Virginia Country Club, there were a number of players that Jamie worked with. John Merrick and John Mallinger, Peter Tomasulo, and John Cook. John Cook probably being the most famous of those guys. He won a number of times on tour, more than 10 times on tour. And so I'll still trade texts with Cookie. And, you know, definitely when I first came out and was starting to play some of the golf courses, I'd ask him what he thought of the golf courses and ask him how he approached, you know, certain holes. And so growing up, all four of them were extremely welcoming and always open about sharing any little bit of information that could help me. And so I first started playing PGA Tour events when I was maybe 19. I was still in college. I would get some sponsor exemptions. And I can't tell you how much easier it was going to a tournament and John Merrick would be there, or John Mallinger would be there. And they'd be like, come on, we'll play a practice round. And they kind of showed me around, and it felt so much more like normal because we played at home all the time, even though now I was out on playing PGA Tour events. And so I can't thank them enough. I feel like they really accelerated my ability to feel comfortable out there.
And none of those guys that like looked at you as competition, because I know sometimes when you're coming up, I mean, you started 9 years old, you got hot pretty early. Like, you're going to be competition for some of these guys. Have you ran into anybody that was like, no, I'm not helping you, Dan, with that kind of attitude, that everybody was cool about it?
Most of them were really cool.
Most. I see you said most. Yeah. Well, there's somebody.
Yeah. You know, Mallinger can get a little upset sometimes if you beat him too often, but he's very competitive. But no, in general, they treated me like their little brother. And, you know, I can't thank him enough. And there's, you know, I always kind of treat it as, if I can learn a little something from someone else, I mean, I'm going to take advantage of it. So, and that's true today, even with some of my buddies. You know, I'm really good buddies with Xander. And if I can learn something from him just from picking his brain, I mean, I will. And I'll pick his brain if I can. And so, you know, I think that's part of golf. Some of the best players hang together. And I really, truly believe they make each other better just from being around each other all the time.
No, absolutely. And so Father's Day is coming up, right? It's the same weekend as Torrey Pines. I know you and your dad, man, you guys have a great and close relationship. I got an 11-year-old boy, so this Father's Day for me is coming up. It's going to be special. But how is that going to be for you, man, if you can get that W on Father's Day? You know, that'll be nice.
Yeah, it'd be very special, especially being relatively close to home. And I'm sure my mom and dad will be there on the weekend. And, you know, my dad was such an influential person, definitely in my junior golf days and college golf days growing up. He taught me the right way to go about it. And he was a really good player himself. And he spent a ton of time, you know, taking me to lessons, taking me to the golf course, taking me to tournaments on the weekend. A lot of times they were an hour or two drive away. And so they were really special times, you know, driving a couple hours to a golf tournament, just my dad and I. And then we'd go play a practice round. Sometimes he'd play. Sometimes he'd just kind of show me how to go around in a practice round. And then we'd play the tournament and drive home. And so those were really special times. I think I probably took it for granted when I was little. But I mean, those, you know, he spent Friday, Saturday, Sunday with me a lot, spending his whole weekend taking me to golf tournaments. And that was obviously huge in my development.
That's awesome, man. The last thing, and I'll let you go. Tell me about Marcus by Goldman Sachs. You guys got, this is your second year working with them, right?
Yes, my second year working with Marcus by Goldman Sachs. And how I try to explain it is I try and put the best possible team around me to succeed out on the golf course. And so whether that's the right coach or trainer, you know, putting coach or short game coach, whatever it is. And Marcus by Goldman Sachs is no different. I feel like they help me in every possible way they can. And they are such a great financial advisor. And they make managing your money so simple. And so that's a big part of everybody's life, is being able to be in control of their finances. And so, you know, they've just been a great partner to me, and they're great people, and they're excellent at what they do. And so it's been a great partnership, and I'm really happy and proud to represent them.
Awesome, my man. Way, good luck at Torrey Pines. Don't be shocked if you look up and you see 6'5", 265-pound big dude over there with tattoos standing in the corner. I love that place, man, and wish you all the best in a few weeks.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it, Sean.
Thanks, guys, for listening to another Lights Out podcast. Me, Sean Merriman. And I really appreciate Patrick for coming on. Much luck to him coming up at the U.S. Open in Torrey Pines, one of my favorite golf courses to go to. Not just because it's okay. All right, I'm a little biased, San Diego. Anyway, good luck to him. Father's Day weekend coming up. His dad's going to be there. I know he's going to put on a show. So anyway, thank you guys for listening to another Lights Out podcast. Me, Sean Merriman. Keep listening. Keep leaving those great reviews. I keep checking them out. I'm seeing them. I try to respond to you guys as much as possible. These subscriptions are going crazy, mainly because of you guys. So I appreciate all the support. We'll be back again with another one next week.